Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Psychic Talk. My name's Dax, and joining me is a couple of my favorite people in the world. Yes, I get to have two co-hosts. Wow, this is, you know, we've done this before once or twice, but it's rare, very rare. Oh, and four co-hosts. We have the cat. We've got Charlotte Kornberg, and we've got Michelle Matheny. Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Yes, this is exciting. We've got Charlotte on with us. We've only been trying to make this happen for, I don't know, how many months now? But yeah. We did it. We're all here live, and we've got our cards, and we're ready to hang out in the cafe, Psychic Cafe. That's right. So how are you guys all doing out in the audience there? Come and join us in the chat here on YouTube. Some of you may be listening to us on Blog Talk. Yes, we are simulcasting on radio, and we are live video streaming on YouTube. So, hey, if you are on the phone lines or if you're listening to the radio show, maybe you're on the Blog Talk website, maybe you're listening to a player installed somewhere else. I don't know. But you can come and watch us, too. Open a new tab in your browser. Type in psychic.cafe/live. That's all you got to type in there, and it'll take you right over to our live on YouTube. Let me give that again: psychic.cafe/live, and that'll take you right to us. And you know, if you forget that or it's not working for you, just go to YouTube, type in Psychic Talk. Now you might have to hit filters and hit channel to find our exact channel, right? Or type in youtube.com/@Psychic Talk. Yes, there's lots of ways to get to us. Come into the live, get into the chat with us. You can chat back and forth with the other watchers, the other viewers and listeners, and as well as, you know, you can call into the show. We got Super Duper in there. Oh, Super Duper's new. We have a lot of regulars that join us. We'll see who shows up, because this is only like the third time that we've tried an evening show. We usually are on 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, so that's 7 p.m. London, and we're trying this out. Starting next week, I may actually start doing, what do you guys think of this, Michelle and Charlotte? I'm thinking of doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the evening, and I'm doing that because Tuesdays I have meetings the first two Tuesdays of the month in the evening. So I figure, okay, do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Tuesday, Thursday, and then the weekend shows during the day. So that's what we're going to try out. I already heard.
I like that idea.
I already heard that Ellie might be joining me Monday and Wednesday next week in the evening. You know, she's got that new muggle job, but she's going to be able to join me for the evening shows. It's going to be so fun. I'm telling you. So, yeah, you got three of us today, folks. So, oh, this is the way it works. Going to let everybody know. So, first of all, I'm going to pop up my slide here with the psychic.cafe/coffee. This is where you can go grab us a cup of coffee, folks. And, oh, God, the phone lines are really filling up, guys. You can ask a question or ask about anything or talk about anything. It's open lines, everything on the phone lines through the radio switchboard. But also you can ask in the chat. So we have Michelle here. We have Michelle's husband, Dan, moderating in the chat. And you can just pop in, you know, maybe you want something general. You can say, hey, please pull a card for me, or say something like, I'd like a message from the universe. And you can also type in a very specific question. Try to keep it to like a couple of lines. Don't go overboard. Keep it concise. But I prefer specific questions, but we'll do either one. And especially because there's three of us here. But the secret is, you know, the phone lines are already getting deep there, folks, and we take them in the order they come in. Same thing with the questions in chat. We take them in the order that you put the question in the chat. So if you don't want to wait and, you know, we have a topic tonight to do. We've got cards of the day, you know, and if you want to make sure, because a lot of times we don't get to all the questions in chat. We don't get to all the calls. If you want to make sure, the secret is you go over to psychic.cafe/coffee. You buy us a cup of coffee, and in the chat on YouTube, you type in, hey, this is area code 619. My name is Dan, and I just bought you a cup of coffee. And then we'll go right to your phone line. Or if you have a question in chat, do the same thing. Say, hey, I just bought you a cup of coffee. Here's my question. And we will stop everything we're doing. We'll stop in the middle of the show. We'll, like, put away the cards for the cards of the day. We'll put away our topic of the day and put it on hold, and we'll go right to your question or right to your phone line. That's right. So that's the secret. Psychic.cafe/coffee. Open a new tab in your browser. Type in www. Actually, you don't need the www, right? Psychic.cafe/coffee. That's the secret way to jump the line. That's right. And Eric's in there. I see Eric. I see Andrea's joining us. Jill's in there. Meta Crazy. Hi, Jill.
Super. Hi, Eric.
Donna's in there. Donna, boy, they're just flooding in.
Wow.
I'm loving this already, Michelle and Charlotte.
Yes.
It's like these evening shows. Woo-hoo. So,
yes.
Hey, I'm doing a new thing where I'm, you know, I always do the cards of the day, the numerology of the day. I'm going to do that right now. But I'm going to do the numerology and the cards of the day for tomorrow. And the reason why I'm doing that is I then cut out that, you know, 3-4 minutes, and I make a separate video and I pop it up so people can get that information tomorrow morning. Because we were doing it on the shows, and with the evening shows, we're through the day already. It's not helping you to get the energy of the day and the cards of the day at, you know, 7 o'clock at night or something, right? You know? So, and later for some of you guys, it's like, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock. So I figured, hey, this is a way I can put it out there on our YouTube channel and put it out on all of our social media the morning of that day, and, you know, having recorded it before and then excerpting it out. So it's something we're trying. New things. Okay, give me a second here. Get situated. All righty. And so if you were here yesterday, you already heard this. Okay. What's that I'm hearing? Is that Dan blabbing in the background? Dan, shut up. I'm hearing you. Michelle hit mute real quick. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. And Jill says, awesome. Sounds like a great idea with the cards and everything. Okay. So today, Friday, March 29th. And by the way, if you caught my video this morning, you've already seen this, but we're going to do it again for all you folks out there. And I know it's late in the day, but hey, you might learn something, right? So March 29th, obviously 29, 2 plus 9 is 11. That further reduces to 2, which is like the relationships, but 11 is the master illuminator number. And, you know, that's like the number of the psychic. That's what it's all about. And also the master illuminator, you know, teaching those things and learning, but it's counseling, mediation, advising, and stuff like that. That's the master number 11. Master number 33 that I am is the master teacher number, which is kind of similar, but it's like more larger groups of people, whereas the 11 is like one-on-one or small groups. That's the difference between master illuminator, master teacher, which is also master healer as well. So I had gotten yesterday the Knight of Pentacles, you know, practicality, hard work, steady progress, and of course the Fool card, woo, new beginnings, taking a leap of faith, right? But when you get these cards together, you're seeing more like taking risks while remaining grounded is basically what's going on there. So, you know, that was the cards of the day for today. And then for tomorrow, okay. So here's the cards of the day and the numerology for Saturday, March 30th. So obviously 30, you know, the zero enhances the three energy, but it's still basically three. So that is creativity and communication. So it's a great day to take advantage of that. You know, it's a Saturday. So, you know, why not be creative here? It's also the five energy. Yes, because March 29th, 2024, if you add all the numbers together and get it down to a single digit, it's that number of five, which is that number of change, which is five, which is also high energy. And sometimes it can quickly spiral down into chaos if you don't watch out. So this is a day you want to watch for that. You want to take advantage of the high energy. You want to get out there. You want to ride the roller coasters, go to the movies, read a good book, spa day. You do not want to sign contracts. You do not want to make large purchases, nothing like that. And I got, let's see, the Heart of the Matter card was the Six of Wands. So obviously that's success, victory, recognition, things like that. And then Ace of Pentacles, yes, Ace of Pentacles, new beginnings, new opportunities, potential for material success and abundance. And then when you get these two together, wow, that's like double that, right? So you've already had significant material success and recognition when this shows up, or you are about to, a new opportunity step, and it's, you know, with the Ace of Pentacles, we're talking about stepping outside of our comfort zone. So there you go, the cards and the numerology of the day for Saturday, March 30th. Did anybody else pull cards? You don't have to, but Michelle or Charlotte, if you had pulled a card or wanted to say anything, let.
Well, I got the Queen of Pentacles, which I feel like you need to be stepping into your financial power, your own financial freedom. But I also got the Devil card. And so be very careful with what you're attached to, because easy come, easy go.
Wait, what's the one on your left? The darker card? What? Can you bring that up again?
Yes.
Which one's
the
that?
The Devil.
The Devil, and he's hot too.
Right?
Yes, I want that deck now, see? Okay.
Those are the cards I got for tomorrow.
Awesome. Oh, we're all jumping on that band, you know. For tomorrow. Yes, we get
that.
Yes. This is working out pretty good, you know, and then I can excerpt this stuff out and make little short videos. Okay. And Charlotte, did you have anything, or do you want us to go on?
Well, two that they're kind of alike. They're from two different decks. The first one is from the Wisdom of the Elders Oracle by Sean Leonard, which I love his artwork, and I don't know if you can see.
I can kind of make it out, you know.
Because to me, I'm still like in the small corner. I don't know if I'm the big picture or not. But it's about the ceremonial sacred fire dedication. And it talks about like the third fire. And it's about communicating with, you know, people that have passed, calling on our elders for help. And I can't tell you how often I actually use this and how helpful it actually is. And then the other one that I got is from Pamela Steele's Eternal Seeker, and it's the Sacred Alignment. And I mean,
you got to hold it down in front of you a little bit more.
You seriously
Sacred
cannot beat her artwork as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's just as well as her. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen, but I mean, you get this nice big book with hers, and then you also get colored pictures in there and stuff. So I am like,
I got mine right here.
I'm putting in a big plug for Pamela's deck. I love Pamela's deck also, but
I also have her Steel Wizard Tarot. This is the third edition Jihoogic box. We love it.
Yeah, and I'm still learning my tarot because I'm just so in love with Oracle. I just feel like it takes me one step closer to.
Well, you don't need to learn tarot. You could just do the Oracle.
But
it's up to you. You're taking my course.
And so this one is like the Sacred Alignment is like opposing forces that focus on a common goal. And I think they kind of tie together because that's when you ask for help from, you know, your spirit helpers, people that have gone on, your spirit guides, you can't, you know, we're all working towards one goal. And so I think it's just about working together, open to what, you know, when you get that little still small voice in your head and you go, is that ego or am I getting a message? You're getting a message kind of deal. So That's what I got for today.
Awesome.
Or tomorrow.
So it's been a while. So it's been a while since I've had, you know, three. And so I'm working with my screen, trying to get everybody in a line like this instead of like this or like, because otherwise I'm staring at you and over here and not looking at the camera. It's tough. It's tough to get used to this stuff. So now I pulled it down the box and readjust it so that all three of you are going like that. Of course, now I've got 1,000 windows behind this that I may never be able to get back to do the controls. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Hey, one other thing I wanted to ask everybody, cause I, you know, there's been so many things happening. You know, people going in the yard, my dogs, also, which, yeah, and Penny just actually passed away. Got a story about that with Charlotte in just a minute. So much, I mean, it's just left and right and left and right, you know, and I keep forgetting to talk about the moon card exercise, which we started like a week or so ago, where I had gotten the moon card. Actually, it flew out of the deck and it reminded me of a YouTube video that I had watched that I had wanted to bring up for quite a while, but kept forgetting. But then when I saw the moon card, it instantly clicked about this exercise where as you're going to sleep at night, you turn off the light, get in bed, put your head down on the pillow, you're drifting off, you're getting into that light alpha state, and you just keep saying over, you know, you have your eyes closed, you just keep saying over and over in your head, probably not out loud, you don't want to bother the spouse or whatever, but wealth, health, and success. Wealth, health, success. You don't have to put the and in there. Wealth, health, and success. I put the and in myself. Mm-hmm. And you just keep saying that over and over again until you drift off and you're programming your subconscious mind. And you can think of it the metaphysical way where you are getting in contact with your higher self through your subconscious and then through your dreamscape. You know, you're going to get information about your health and wealth and success. You could say wealth, health, success, whatever order you want, you know, and then just see what happens. If you're not into the metaphysical spiritual explanation, there's a scientific explanation. It's the reticular activating system, which is a few structures in the center of the brain. and you are programming it through your subconscious to look at the 14 million bits of information coming in every second, and it'll bring to your consciousness information that's going to help you with those three things. And so it kind of sounds like an affirmation, but it's not. An affirmation is what you do during the day, conscious. And yeah, do that too, you know, every day in every way. I'm getting wealthier, healthier, and happier, or however you want to make up, you know. But this is a different thing. Instead of saying like an affirmation where it's possible that you may actually mess it up, where your subconscious goes, well, but I'm not getting healthier or wealthier, or I'm not rich. You know, if you're saying I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich all day, you know, which just sounds like Trump talking, you know, to himself in the mirror. Anyway, but no, it's like, you're not setting yourself up for failure that way. You're just putting those three words out and let your subconscious do what it's going to do. So we set this up weeks ago. We've been telling everybody, maybe a week, I don't know, and telling everybody do this every night and then do it for a week, see what happens, do it for another week. And in the chat, you know, we're here every day. So pop in. If anything starts happening, you know, you get an unexpected $6,000 check in the mail, or yeah, you know, unexpected windfall of some kind. You know, they tell you that your tumor disappeared. I don't know. I don't know what it would, you know, something to do with health, wealth, success, right? So has anybody had any of that happen that's been with us for a while? You know, pop it in the chat and let us know what's going on. I've had some things stirring. So seeing some stuff. Let's see. Let's give out the phone number for anybody that is in the chat on YouTube that wants to call into the show. And by the way, now I can completely not even bring up my controls. There it is. Okay. They're all hidden behind all this other stuff. You know, it's, oh my God. This is fun though. We're learning new things. 714-816-4628. We take the calls in the order they came in. Oh my God. We had like all these phone calls and like half of them dropped off already. You got to have a little bit of patience. You know,
wow.
We just barely started the show, folks, you know?
Yeah, really. I'm still not sure it's not Blog Talk.
So sometimes I think that it's Blog Talk knocking some of them off, you know, but I also think that there are people that just, you know, have absolutely no patience at all. We take the calls in the order that they come in. Also, don't forget we have questions in chat that we're going to get to. You guys all have to have patience. I already told you the secret. It's right here on the scroll below me right now, psychic.cafe/coffee. We're going to you instantly. Otherwise, you got to wait your turn, you know? Anyway, the phone lines are now more wide open than they were before, because we had almost 10 phone calls, and now we've got, what, two or three? Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, okay, everybody, call back in 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, you have to press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show, which is perfectly fine if you haven't, you know, raised your hand. But the way you raise your hand, press 1 as soon as you get through. 714-816-4628. And speaking of that, let's go to some phone calls, ladies, and then we'll check out the chat. So, hey, everybody in chat, yeah, I know there's a lot going on in chat. I know we'll get there as soon as we can. Eric's coming in. Amanda, oh, Eric's laughing out loud. A lot of people are laughing out loud at my Trump comment, and also, you know, basically chastising everybody for not being patient. You know, but hey, that's the way we are. We're rowdy, especially the evening show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I do have a message coming in from Dan, an announcement. It looks like we are about 6 or 8 more subscribers to hit the 500. We're going to do a whole show. Ellie suggested it. Let's do a show when we hit 500 and do a 500 subs show. Yeah. So yes. We're about to hit 500. If, you know, if you're on the channel, hit subscribe. Don't forget to hit the bell button after that so that you're notified when we put things up. like my new daily numbers and cars of the day that I'm doing. That little, it's only like 4 minutes or so, you know, you can watch it, and that helps our watch time. Oh, by the way, I was looking the other day. We are very close to halfway to our goal of 3,000 watch hours. So go look at our workshops. We have 600 videos. You know, go look at some of our workshops and stuff. See if there's something you want to watch through, and that'll really help our watch hours, folks. Yeah. So go do that, and don't forget to subscribe. And who knows, this show alone, we might hit 500.
Yeah.
So let's see who's waiting out here in the wings here. I think area code 216 was first. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 216.
My name's Sharon from Ohio. Happy Easter, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I always forget about the holidays.
Yes.
Happy Easter.
So fast.
Sharon from Ohio. You know what I wrote? I'm so used to writing our host, Sharona. I'm so used to writing Sharona. Next to your phone number, Sharon, I wrote Sharona in Ohio. And then I looked at it, I'm like, that's not right.
That's so fun. When people tease me, they call me that. That's so cute. No, that's okay.
Happy Easter. Oh, you know what else? Happy Goddess Ostara Day, which is where Easter actually comes from. And by the way, guys, guess what? I haven't done the whole promotion on it because I'm still working on the thumbnail for Michelle's video. Michelle here, whichever side she is from me now, right now. She did a whole video on that and a spread, a Goddess Ostara spread, and pulled cards and everything like that. It's not a really long video. It's right here on our channel. You can go watch it after the show. That's another thing to watch. You know, I'm going to get it promoted as soon as I get that done. Hopefully I can do it before Sunday. Right. But yes, happy Goddess Ostara Day to everybody as well.
Yes.
So why'd you call in, Sharon? What's going on with you?
Well, I would like to, I'll ask a specific question. I heard your instructions. Okay. Can you see what's going on? My question is, can you look at, like, the next 60 days, 2 months, for my career? I want to see. There's some things going on for me. I just want to see what you're picking up.
The next 2 months, so 60 days.
Yeah, that's great.
We can do that. We can do that. Michelle, you're going to pull Are you going to do cards on each month, or how are you going to do it?
I can do that, yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking how you're going to do it. I don't want to tell you how to do it.
No. That is okay.
I think Charlotte ran away or something, or she had to dart into the ladies' room or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Where are you, Charlotte? Your camera went away.
What else? I do have some. And occasionally, rather than just throughout the whole show, I will, just blank out for a moment.
That's fine. You got to know there's a lot of stuff going on. This is the first time, folks, that we've gotten Charlotte on the show since she used to do shows with us, like, years back. And, she's got the dogs running around, and they're like knocking her light over, and they're knocking her camera and her mic over. And so she might be popping in and out here. That's what's going on with Charlotte there.
Yeah, it's fun, and I'm enjoying it. And
glad you're here.
I just know how much the extra noise kind of gets on back.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
So I'm trying to be a good hostess and get invited back again.
Okay. Well, let's get going with Sharon here. Michelle,
all right.
Go first.
I got the Six of Wands for April and the Devil card.
Hmm.
So I see that you have a successful... Excuse me.
Isn't that the voice of the Devil card showing up already tonight?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that the second time the devil card's shown up tonight?
Yes,
yes, it is.
Okay, all right, guys. Watch out for the theme, because it's
We do get these themes, you know.
So for April, you have a passion. You have a desire to move forward. It is successful. But as with before, with this card, the devil card, you need to be careful with what is holding you back.
Okay.
Don't let things hold your passion back.
Okay.
Because if the devil comes in, the devil card comes in and takes your desire, your motivation, you are not going to be successful.
Okay.
So the success is up to you. It's there, but it's up to you. And then for May, I got the Three of Swords and Temperance.
Okay.
So,
pretty card.
There may be some things going on in your heart that you need to let go out of your head, because it's not serving anything for you in the month of May. You need to let it go, stop dwelling on it, and find the balance between using that to move forward and learning how to deal with that loss. There's some kind of loss, and you need to let go of that pain that is stewing in your brain. And so you have to learn how to walk in balance.
Okay.
Awesome.
So that is what I see for you.
Okay, this is where having Charlotte on the show is going to be an adjustment. Because I just want, if you don't mind, the devil card, because of all the negative connotation that comes with the devil, you know, it used to scare the bejesus out of me. And now it's almost my favorite card to get because of the, you know, what are you letting hold you back? I mean, and that's a huge, like me, that's a reminder that I need all the time. And I think when people get the devil card, I think that's what they need to focus on, is what are they letting hold them back every time that shows up. And it, so I think it's almost like a gift. Well, any card is a gift, but I almost think that is like one of the biggest gifts in the deck, is because it is such a reminder that sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or am I just speaking gibberish here? Am I speaking Charlotte-ese and nobody gets what I'm talking about? But
no, we got it. We got it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I'll tell you what I got real quick, Sharon, is for May, I got the Five of Swords. So, you know, it's like swords are thoughts and ideas. And it looks like something happens here. You know, there's some kind of, I don't know, what would you call that, Michelle? Like argument, battle of some kind. And, you know, you could be one of the losers in the background, or you could be the winner in the foreground. But even if you win, the whole thing about the Five of Swords is like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Yep. Miscommunication.
That's a good one,
April?
Too.
Yeah. April.
And that's what we're talking about, April. And that is the Five of Swords, and five is change. So it's like there's change going on. And then I pulled another qualifier card to see what's going on, and I got the Eight of Wands. So things happening quickly, okay? Could even be something with telecommunications and, you know, that's email and websites and anything like that. But eight is the number of abundance in numerology. And, yeah, things happening quickly. Now, when we get to May, it looks really good. First of all, we got the Four of Wands. So it's a card of celebration, some kind of celebration going on. And the Nine of Pentacles, the self-made woman. Yes, that's right where you want to be, Sharon.
You're so, I'll tell you what.
May looks even better.
Right on.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Go ahead, Sharon.
Oh, that's so good, because right now I'm in my job. I work in a huge company, and I'm debating between two jobs to post to move in another area in my company. And I have one interview Monday, but there's another I want to apply for. So I'm torn. You're absolutely right.
Yep. Plus, it can mean, you know, especially with that Five of Swords, can mean, competition, things like that. But hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in. I hope
you did greatly. Thank you, both, all of you.
Thank you.
Bye, Sharon.
Bye.
I wanted to mention when it rains, it pours. You know, Michelle just had a terrible thing with her untwin friend, and then my friend Doug had to go to the ER. He went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you need to go to the ER right now, because he like had this, it looked like his face was drooling off or something. It was god awful. He had like an infection, she said. And also on his nose right here, he had like a up towards the very top of the nose, but on the nose, and it's like a boil of some sort, just kept getting bigger. They had a lancet and all this kind of stuff. Half hour after he goes to the ER, Linda and Loretta say, oh, we're taking your dog to the ER, because they've been watching our dog for forever, you know, like years and years and years now. It's a long backstory. I don't want to go into it. But the point I'm bringing this up is that, you know, I mentioned it to Charlotte, didn't say anything else, you know, and then Charlotte said, I'm hearing from Penny. And she loves you guys. And then she went into a couple of different things, like this pain in the right back quarter, you know, the leg back here, right? And something else I can't even remember. But when we heard back from Loretta, turns out exactly what Charlotte said. That's this Charlotte right here on the show. Exactly what she said was exactly what the vet said. And then we ended up having to euthanize her, unfortunately, because due to age, and she had that and kidney failure and all this other stuff, going blind. Linda and Loretta decided, she kind of became, after she, you know, we left her there for so long, like Loretta became Loretta's dog, you know, and that's Linda's mom. And she thought it'd be best to put her down, you know. So Penny has passed on, Charlotte.
Can I add one more thing to that?
Sure.
And it's something that I need to get brave about doing, but she was ready to go. She was in pain.
Oh, yeah.
She was ready to go. I feel like when I think about Penny now, I feel like I can take a deep breath. You know, because you know, like when you don't feel good, you breathe shallow. I'm going to cry. Jared's going to make all the noise he can to help us out here. She was ready to go. She loved you guys. She appreciated all the tender care that she was given.
We had fun too. She was fun.
And she was happy. She was happy to be part of your life and give back her happiness to you. And, but she was exhausted and she was ready. So anyway,
That's good to know.
But I'm sharing, well, because it's so hard to say goodbye to our furry family. But
yeah, but the thing is, what I love is I have pictures of her on Facebook, and Facebook will, you know, throw up memories, you know, and old posts 8 years ago, 10 years ago. And, you know, there she is. So, you know, forever that's going to be happening. So I love that I'll be able to see my Penny. I miss Penny.
Yeah,
the thing is, Charlotte, I was missing Penny before she passed, because we didn't get to go see her that much. You know, we're just too busy.
Yeah.
And the place where, you know, where Doug lives and where I live are two separate places. Both of them, you can't have dogs, you know, and so we didn't get to see her that much, you know, but I'm glad she's in a better place now and out of pain and everything like that. But I just wanted to mention that little story because we're having Charlotte on here. Oh, boy. We also have, oh, my God, I don't know if we're going to be able to get through everything tonight. You know, we also have a something I was going to do on Wednesday, was it? I can't remember now, Wednesday or Thursday. And I held off doing it because went 2 hours full of stuff and just, you know, I ran out of time, you know. And it's calculating your numbers, your life path numbers. So basically let me start all over again. So I want to talk about life path numbers, which, you know, I kind of say they're akin to sun signs in astrology. You know how everybody knows their sun sign? I'm a Gemini, you know. What are you? Oh, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Virgo. You know,
I'm a Gemini.
Even though there's a whole natal chart with all these different positions and stuff like that, you know, they just pay attention to the 12 sun signs. Well, in numerology, there's life path. But life path it's arguably the most important number in your chart, but your chart is 9 numbers. You really need the whole thing. But if you're going to do the thing like astrology with the sun signs, it's the life path number. And the way you calculate that, it's just your birth date. So you take your full birth date, the month, the day, and the year. Obviously, you take the month if you write it out like June, make that 6. You know, May, make that 5. Right. Add those numbers together, and you're going to get, you know, a number that's 2 or 3 digits. Add those numbers together. You may get 2 digits again. Add those numbers together. Keep doing that until you get to a single digit. 1 through 9, and that's what your life path is. Now, little caveat, when you add my birth date up, you get 33 before you get 6. So I'm actually a life path, the way we write it is 33/6, because 33 is a master number. When you get a master number, like you add up the numbers and you get 11. Remember we mentioned the master illuminator number today from the 29? 11, 22, 33, you don't reduce those, or 44. 44 is virtually impossible. Those are the people that are the master manifestors. They're like Jesus. They can go like that, you know, and there's the Maserati, you know. They don't have to even work on the law of attraction, you know. But 11s are rare, the master illuminators. 22, the master builder numbers, are even rarer still. Super rare are the 33s, which I am, which is the master teacher, master healer number, and then, you know, almost impossible, never happens, real, pretty rare, 44, the master manifestor number. But in general, for the vast majority, you're going to end up with 1 through 9. And I made a little cheat sheet for you guys. Let me see. And there it is, psychic.cafe/lifepath. If you're listening on the radio, open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/lifepath. Let me get this link here, life path. This is to the PDF for life, the life path PDF. And I'm going to grab that and put it into the chat. I don't know if it'll let me do it in Oh, it did make it linkable. Cute. Okay, now you guys can open this up. So all you have to do to use this cheat sheet here is obviously to add your birth date together, reduce it to a single digit, and then you're going to, you know, have the life path numbers, and you can just look at the cheat sheet. And I'll give you an example here. Let me bring up the I think I have that somewhere, the life path number PDF on my desktop. This might be better. Let's see if I can make this happen. We're going to share screen. How's that, guys? Y'all see it? Yeah. Here's the life path numbers cheat sheet. And it's actually from my course, Tarot by the Numbers. And it has 1, 2, 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, 7s, 8s, 9s. And you just read it. And I'll go to mine. Like, if I don't use the 33 master number energy, go down that path as fully as I can, I drop down. You know, whoever's not following their master number life path, like 11 drops down to 2 and 4. 22 drops down to 4, which is structure. It's interesting if you think about it. Master builder, structure. 11, which is the master illuminator. And I said before how that's, you know, the number of the psychic, counselor, advisor, it's relationships, like 2. And it fits so perfectly, you know, because 11 drops down to 2. 33 drops down to 6. So here you can see 6 are the nurturers. So if they're men, they rescue the damsels in distress. If women, they mother the little boy and their men, and they should manage or run the company. If everything's going smoothly, they must be careful not to ruin it. Yes, we tend to do that. They tend to put people up on a pedestal, which they then promptly topple over there. Very magnetic. People are drawn. You walk into a room and you know, everybody will look at the 6. You know, and head over there. And can I get you a drink? You know, and their mood affects the room. It affects the room. So if they're not happy, you ain't going to be happy. But there's that. That's just a simple example there. Now, sometimes what I get is I'll get like people will tell me, well, you know, I'm 180 degrees backwards from that. And it's like, well, yes. Because every number, like every card in the deck, is a spectrum of meaning with a lot more gray area in the middle than there are the two poles, you know. So basically, if you're going at life the hard way, paddling upstream, yeah, you'll be 180 degrees backwards from your life path and your attitude number, destiny number, the other 8 numbers making the 9 number chart. So that's actually what's going on there. Let me check something here real quick. I have another cheat sheet for you, but I don't know if I quite have it ready yet. Okay, it's not on there. Hang on just a second, folks, because I have 1,000 like windows. I'm trying to get to the right window to do this. Let's see. I might have another cheat sheet for you. I just got to make sure it's going to work. Hold on. Okay. One thing I want to tell you guys is this. We gave this out earlier in the year, and that is personal year numbers. Personal year numbers. And let me double check, make sure. Yeah, it's with an S. Okay. So it's too big for the screen. Hold on. Doing this stuff live, you know, this is, whoops, wrong thing. This is what happens when you're doing things live, folks. You know, all the people on YouTube with their fancy videos and everything, you know what the secret is? They spend 5 weeks recording one 10-minute video and they tweak everything perfect. We're doing our 2-hour shows live. Yeah. Who's doing a better job? Anyway, there it is, psychic.cafe/personal year numbers. And while you guys are jotting that down, I'm also going to put it in the, try to put that one in the chat too. Personal year numbers. This is the cheat sheet to get your personal year number, which is instead of adding the entire, it's like the life path, adding your entire birth date, but instead you're adding the month and the year to the current year, which actually you don't even have to bother to do. It's the 8 energy. So, you know, you don't have to do the whole 2024. It's 8. The world year number is 8. Abundance, prosperity. Add 8 to the numbers in your birthday and months, and keep adding them till you get down to a single digit. And that is what personal year number you're in. But I want to give you this other cheat sheet if it's working. Let me see if I can see if it's working here. Psychic.cafe. And I'm trying to remember what the heck I called it. Oh, let's see. I think I found it. I think I did it. I think I did it. Yes. I love it when a plan comes together. I love it. And I'm going to share this with you. First of all, let me pop it in the chat. It's called Working with Numbers. Yes. And not only that, I'm going to actually share and show you what it is. So it's really cool, this sheet here. Basically, I wanted to show everybody this. God, I'm giving away, you know, like half my course here, but I don't care. No, there's a lot more to it. But I want to give you this because it shows you how to do this birth number thing, as well as the universal year, as well as your personal year, your attitude number. I'll talk about attitude numbers on a different show. Maybe the next one that I get together with the ladies here. But here, you know, here's my birth date, June 16th, 1964. Oh my God, I shouldn't be using my own birth date, right? You know, anyway, and then you translate it into numbers, 6 plus 1 plus 6 plus 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 4. You get 33, 3 plus 3 is 6. So I'm a 6, but master number before the final reduction, so I am actually a 33. Now, this chart up here from Pythagoras is translating new numbers, the numerological energy, into the numerical energy. I said that wrong. Let me start over again. This chart is translating the letters into the numerological energy equivalent. Yes. And so this way you can take anything. It could be the name of your dog. It can be your name, your kids' names, potential kid names. Yes, people go to numerologists for that. It could be the street you're on. So you got the address numbers, but you can also reduce the street, you know, like 615 Preston Lane. That's where I lived as a kid. Pennsylvania, Hatboro. Okay. So here's an entire cheat sheet for you guys where you can do all the numbers and everything in numerology. Cool stuff, right? So yeah, so that's the little lesson for today. Nothing too big or whatever. We got that done really quick, and now we can go back to doing some, you know, questions, taking some calls, seeing what's going on. What else was that I wanted to talk about? Okay, I did the penny thing with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I did the life path numbers. I think we're good. Anybody else you want to share, Michelle?
I am a life path 3.
Okay.
Which we know is about communication.
And creativity.
Creativity.
A lot of artists, a lot of musicians, singers. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is? It's number 3 is the energy or the number of the comedian.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Anybody with the 3 energy, they are very good at doing that. And if you don't think you are, if you did a little bit of training, you could be a stand-up comic. You know why I know that anyway? That's for everybody. But for you specifically, you know why? Because with a husband like Dan, you have endless material to do stand-up comedy.
And Dan are going to come into play somehow there.
Well, my mom always said I talked a lot. Well, she told me, okay, This is way back in the 70s, so we all know how doctors and mamas were way back when.
Mm-hmm.
My mom took me to the doctor, had this doctor come in and tell me that I had mouth arthritis from talking too much. So I get my sarcasm from my mother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yes. she was quite a little.
You got so much of that the YouTube can't keep up with you, and now your lips are not synced with your audio. Don't worry, it'll catch back up. But it was hilarious. Your mouth is going, and you stopped talking, but you kept talking, which
That's
just shows
awesome.
You, which is it's perfect. It's so
right.
She's a ventriloquist.
Yeah. So three life paths as well as one life path, because what's one? Self, you know, leadership. And think about it. One, okay, they're all about themselves, right? And so
Yes. They
need to be in charge. They love being on stage, but three as well. So a lot of ones and a lot of threes are stand-up comics, but also things like motivational speakers. Or they do podcasts and radio shows and YouTube shows like you're doing, and
mm-hmm.
they're very creative. They could be artists. They could be, you know, anything creative and anything to do with education. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So I have not been paying attention to the chat because we've got too much stuff we need to get out today, but I see Raza came in. I'm going back to the chat, guys. Tommy came in, Andrea I mentioned earlier. Who else came in that I didn't mention yet? I don't know how to say this, M-A-R-I-T-E-S, Marites, something like that. I'm going to say Mar. I'm just going to call her Mar.
There we go. Yep.
And Donna's back, Ladybug's back. Okay, it's very cool. Oh, very cool. Let's try to do some like really snappy, quick readings in the chat. And so we're not all going to pull cards on this, okay?
Okay.
So like I'll give you guys stuff to answer. How about that? Hey, Charlotte, can I give you something to pull some cards on?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let's see. I think it was Super Duper was the first one I saw. I think it was Super Duper wanted a general reading, but they might have put something in later. Let me just double check this real quick. So I need to go up and down the page a little bit here and make sure. I think it's just a general. So basically, any message from the universe that you want to pull, Charlotte, you know, any cards you want to do. And then I'm going to.
Well, so I've kind of been pulling cards, just, you know, seeing that the cards know what's coming up next. And all of the, I pulled from three different decks, and they all focus around the same thing, and that is community. And so one is the Sweat Lodge from John Leonard's deck.
Mm-hmm.
So Sweat Lodge, rebirth, but you have to do that. You know, that's not something you do on your own. It's something you do as a community. The second one was from the Shaman's Dream, which is an Alberto Volodo. I don't know. I probably say his last name wrong, but again, gathering around the power of community. So whatever is going on with that person is telling to me that it's important to gather around the people you trust, the people you love, asking for help, not just going, oh, I can do it on my own, asking for help. And then if you do that, you get this absolutely beautiful card from Tamo Steele, which is the attainment card.
Attainment. Yeah, you need to go a little more in front of you, right center. There, now I can see it.
So it just shows, to me, this is saying, you know, you've been trying to go it on your own, but now's the time to call in your friends, call on your living friends, call on your guardian spirit, call on your, you know, guardian angels.
Right.
All of the people to help you, and then listen to what they have to say. Don't just go, oh, yeah, how will I know? Well, you'll know. Things will show up different. You'll find a feather. You'll find a dime. You'll find something that says that your community is working together to help you, and that it is really important that you ask for help at this point in time. Otherwise, you're going to feel like you're still just trying to swim upstream instead of going with the flow.
Okay, thanks, Charlotte. And Michelle, for you, I got Ladybug wanted a, can I get a general reading, she says.
Okay. So for Ladybug,
by the way, I'm kind of digging this little group we got going today.
Mm-hmm.
I am too.
Yeah, a lot of new people in the chat too.
Some good energy going on, and yeah, it's nice.
A lot of our regulars coming back, plus new people, Amanda and Mar and Eric and Raza and let's see, Jill and Dan, of course, they've been in there. Tommy and what else? Gosh, who else came in? I think that's everybody. I apologize.
This is how our gifts were meant to be. They're meant to be shared. They're not meant to be, you know, just
right.
You and you alone.
Well, a lot of tribes, what they do is they wake up every morning and they get together as a tribe and they share their dreams from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's messages for different people in the tribe and they figure it all out and analyze it and everything, you know. And, you know, these are indigenous cultures. They're like brilliant, just amazing. You know, I mean, that's stuff we've lost.
That's what I love about Deshaun Leonard, because he is a First Nation person. He's a First Nation resident of Canada. And, you know, he does these beautiful cards. He's also a medium. He's a cool guy. But, yeah, that's what he's saying. First thing, sweat lodge. And
awesome.
That's where you go in with your fellow,
yep.
fellow men and stuff out.
Go when you're ready, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah. So for Ladybug, I got, and I am using my Lenormand deck,
mm-hmm.
which is an oracle. I got the house and the dog, which is representing home, stability, comfort, and loyalty. So you are going to find your comfort and your loyalty at home, at your home base. And that doesn't have to be where you live. Home is truly where the heart is. And then I also got the child and the key, which when put together, there is something you need to unlock in yourself to release that inner child so that you can be free of something that is holding on to you. And to do all of this, you need to make sure, because I got the clouds, that you look for any miscommunication, look for any confusion, and clear things up inside of your own mind, outside with your family and friends, and get things right and unlock your inner child and stay connected with somebody that you can trust and that you can feel comfortable with.
That's cool.
Awesome.
So I hope that was helpful.
Pretty cards too. Oh, I was going to do one for, now I got to find it again. I got all distracted looking through all these chats. Dan said he just checked and we're down to, how do I put it? We only need 5 subscribers. That's what I'm trying to see. Jesus. 495 we have. We only need 5 more subscribers. So subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And then, okay, where was that question? I got to scroll back up. I think it was, see, Mar had a question. And then Super Duper had one too. But I pulled for Mar's first. Sorry, Super Duper. I didn't see yours above hers. Let me do Mar's first because I don't want to mix things up. I already got the cards out. And then we'll do Super Duper. Super Duper needs a general read. You want to pull a card, Charlotte, for Super Duper?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm getting for Mars, which was a general question, just in general what's going on. It looks like something's going on because, again, with the 5 cards, I keep getting the 5. Here's a 5 of Cups, okay, the crying over spilt milk card. Is there something going on? It looks like it's going to be resolved, though. That's the message coming through. 6 of Cups. 6 is success in numerology. So, yes, things are going to clear up. Also, it might be somebody from your past, because this is the traditional nostalgia card. It could be a memory from the past. It could be a skill or ability or interest from the past, or it could be an actual person from the past coming in and helping you with whatever this is. And then, look, the 9 of Pentacles shows up again. I shuffled really good, too. And, you know, this came up earlier, and look, it wanted to come up again. It's a hint, I guess. I'm thinking right away what I felt was the tarot, the universe wants you to be the self-made woman, you know, the entrepreneur, the, you know, run your own business, things like that, which may relate to these other cards, especially the 6 of Cups. Okay, so that's what I got. Oh, so Charlotte, what'd you get for Super Duper?
Again, it's from the Sean Leonard deck, and it's a reminder that our loved ones are always with us and that they sometimes need a thank you and an acknowledgement that they're there. And the more we acknowledge that they're there, the more they're going to be there for us. And so if Super Duper is having any kind of problems, you know, work problems, maybe self, this is what's coming to me, like self-worth problems, that we remember that our ancestors are always with us. They're there to help us, and that we need to always remember to just say thank you for being there for us.
Oh yeah,
so that's the one that I got. And
hey,
yeah.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to take this phone call, and then there was another one, I think. Let me double check here. I saw Eric and Amanda come in. They all said hi, but I don't think they asked anything. I think we caught everything up, but there's something here that I want you to work on that's kind of like down your alley, Charlotte. And by the way,
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
Tommy, it's because you're the medium and channel person. Tommy that came in said, thank you. You saved my life. I don't know what it is we did. I mean, I don't remember pulling cards on Tommy yet, but hey, if something on our show helped anybody and you in any way, we are excited because that's what we're here for, is just to help people.
We really are. And that's the biggest gift that we get back to ourselves, is knowing that maybe in some small way we've helped somebody.
Yeah.
At least for me.
And real quick, Meta Crazy, because this goes back, this is Jill. This goes back to the LifePath thing. She said, I'm sorry, I guess it's just the date of birth for LifePath, ? Yes, that is what it is. So it's the month. So like if you're born in May, that's 5. And then the day you were born, the 12th, that's 1-2. Or you can reduce it ahead of time if you want, 3. And then the date you were born, you know. And some people add – that's something I didn't mention. Some people stack the numbers. Remember, I don't even know if they do that anymore in school, but back in the day when us old people were in school and we were little kids, you would stack numbers on top of each other and you would add down, carry the 2, you know, like that. So sometimes people go month, day, year, add it all up, and then add those 4 digits across and keep adding till you get a single digit. Some people make a string like I showed you on the working with numbers. And then other people, they reduce the month. So 12th month, December, that's a 3. 16th day, that's a 7. 1972, you know, you just add them, reduce the year, reduce the day, reduce the month. The one that when I'm working on a chart for somebody, you know, not when I'm doing quick stuff like this, I just add quick. But if I'm doing this professionally, you know, someone's hired me to do their numerology, I will sit there and I will go through all 3 ways of adding. Why am I doing that? Because you get different energies. And I'm looking for what? I'm looking for life path numbers. Now, there are some numerologists that will tell you that you can only add it one way properly to properly get a life path number. And if you get a life path number in one of the other ways of doing it, it's not a real life path number. I call BS on that. Do all 3 ways. See if you get a life path number. And the one way, if I'm going to only do it one way, I'm going to add all of the numbers across, not reducing them ahead of time, none of that stuff. No stacking. I'm just going to go straight across. Why? Because I feel that every number inside of every number, so like, you know, the 12th of the month, the day is 12. I feel the 1 and 2 are important. Even though it reduces to 3, I think there's some, you know, because I feel like the 1-2 energy is different from the 2-1 energy. You know, maybe that's not a good example. Maybe let's take 5. So the 14th, 1+4 versus 5 alone by itself versus the 23rd of the month also reduces to 5. You see? So I think those individual numbers are important. And so what I do is I add the month, and if it has 2 digits, I add those together and add it to the next digit, next digit, next digit. I write it as a string, and I add them all the way across, and you might end up 90% of the time or more, you're going to end up with 2 digits. Add those together. If it's still 2 digits, add those together, and then you'll finally get down to your single digit, unless you hit a master number stop. Yeah. So thanks for that question, Jill, because I had missed a couple things. Now, let me get to that question for Charlotte, if I can find it again. Jo Beth came in too. Sorry, Jo Beth, I missed you. I've been told my life path number is an 11, Eric said. Do you know what that means? Yes, we do. And actually, we already covered that, so I don't know if you heard that, but you're the master illuminator number. You know, I mean, natural psychic, it's all about the psychic and using your intuition. And so you can help people by using your intuition. You can guide people, advise people, counsel people. Doesn't mean you have to be a all-out, like, psychic medium, psychic advisor, tarot reader. You know, you could just help people in general. It's also teaching people and moderation or mediation, any of those. Okay, let me get back to, I hope that helped you out. Let me get that, let me get back to finding this thing, which I don't know if they erased it, because now.
So, it looks like it was from Andrea 54.
That's the, where is that? I can't find
it. And it is.
God damn it.
Oh, lost it. Okay.
Look, Michelle, I even got my paper out to write the frickin' thing down, and now I can't frickin' find the frickin' thing.
So you put him in the psychic.cafe/lifepath, and it's above that.
Oh,
there's
Dan,
and then her question.
Because I want to write this down, because I want to take the phone call, because they've been waiting forever. But I want Charlotte to work on this in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea 54, Hector. We're just going to go Andrea. And that question was liked and shared on my social media. Thank you so much, Andrea, depending on how you pronounce it. Okay, so her friend passed away. No, it was her aunt Eloise. Aunt Eloise passed away in 1991, and she wants to see if she can get a channeled message. So what I was going to say is, while Michelle and I go and handle this phone call, Charlotte, tune in and see if you get anything from Aunt Eloise. Now, if you don't, you don't. But, you know, you have the best chance of doing that, because, you know, you do the channeling and the mediumship, especially with animals, but humans do, and we don't. We're just card readers. So Charlotte's going to take a look at that, and I'm going to ask Michelle, did you see any other questions? I know Divine Oracle came.
I thought I was looking at the one for Tommy. Tommy was saying something about you saved my life.
Yeah, but I didn't see any other post from Tommy where he asked a question is what I'm talking about.
I got three really cool cards for him.
But, you can give them. Divine Oracle came in, you know, but don't give them right now. We need to get to that phone call.
Get the phone call.
We're almost out of time here, folks, okay?
I work on Andrea, too. I'm not promising anything, guys.
Okay, I'm going to put the URL into the psychic.cafe/coffee again. If anybody's getting anything out of this and they want to send us a cup of coffee, Joe Beth said, my life path total is 37, not reduced. Okay, well, that doesn't mean anything, actually, Joe Beth. You would continue reducing it. So 3 plus 7 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. You're a 1 life path. But I don't know if that's absolutely correct, because I want to double check the math. Give me all the numbers. Jasmine's in here. Jasmina, again, one of our regulars. Any message for me? We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, while Charlotte is trying to, Michelle, let's go to the phone lines real quick here. We got a few phone calls. Remember, press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air, folks. I've got a couple of them had their hand raised, and then now they don't have their hand raised. They're still on there, but they like took their hand away.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you do that. You press 1 again, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, we've got 518, Michelle. We're going to go to 518. Hello, caller. Are you there? 518. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, hon. What's your name,
hi,
hon?
I was multitasking, so sorry about that. I am from New York State, and my name is Marie.
Marie. All righty.
Hi, Marie.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good. How are you?
It's only our third evening show, and it's been so fun.
Oh.
I'm liking this.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I was listening and doing something, so it sounds, yeah, very fun show, definitely. And I think the whole, you know, life path and breaking down the numbers, everything is very interesting as well. So I'm going to take a look at mine later. And but let me ask
yeah.
you this, once you break it all down, where do you actually
mm-hmm.
find, like, say I was, I'm just going to pick a number randomly. Say I was a six. Where do I find out what that means?
You would look
just
at the
Google
cheat
it.
Sheet that I just gave you.
Oh, okay. I heard you say you put cheat sheets up and how to break everything down, but I didn't realize, I don't know
yep.
why I missed that was in the cheat sheet. Okay, got it. Got it. So
yeah.
everything's
and
right
the cheat
there.
Sheet.
Okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're in the if you're just on the phone lines on Blog Talk or if you're also on the YouTube channel. But in the chat on the YouTube channel, I put the cheat sheet. And what it is, just to let you know, there's one that's psychic.cafe/workingwithnumbers, and
mm-hmm.
that is a PDF file. It tells you how to work with the numbers. And then the other one, I'm typing it into the chat right now, psychic.cafe/lifepath. We'll give you the
yep.
PDF cheat sheet for all the
okay.
numbers. psychic.cafe/lifepath.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Did you have a question for us too, besides that?
I do. Actually kind of two. If you could look at two different areas, I don't know.
Well, we only
is,
have time for one. We got a lot of people waiting.
Oh I'm so sorry.
Pick the most important one.
That, well, they're kind of both important, but I'll go with the one. What do you see around love, relationships, anything like that? Someone new coming
oh, right.
in, someone old coming in, coming back. Will I just be a soulmate to a cat? No. Sorry. Someone said my
and
one
there's nothing
kitty.
Wrong with being a soulmate to the
mm-hmm.
cat, you know. But
no, no,
just,
not at
I mean,
all.
Michelle has cats walking all over her during the shows, which we love.
Oh, yes.
I love when
I love it,
there.
Too.
Yeah. And we got to be careful asking Charlotte about hers because, I mean, we'll have, you know, goats and cows and God knows what will come in.
I have no cows. I have no cows. But we might
you
have a
no
goat
what?
Knocking on the door asking for
Did
feet.
You say you had a bird of paradise? Or no, not a bird
of
paradise. What's the one
I
with
I used to have peacocks.
Peacocks. You used to have peacocks. Yeah, I remember
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
She thinks I forget this stuff. She thinks I forget this stuff. So,
do you really have them?
Michelle, you put cards on that. Michelle, you put
okay.
cards on it for, we're going to see what comes up, Marie.
Okay. So I got the Ace of Pentacles.
Ooh, something coming.
Which is. Yes, a new beginning, something new coming your way.
Hmm.
And then I got the Hierophant.
Mm.
Okay, Hierophant, yep.
Okay.
So
let me
this
see.
Person might be someone of a traditional manner, maybe a teacher. Someone, maybe a counselor, someone who has some sort of, not necessarily authority, but he has some sort of clout. People look up to him. He is some sort of a teacher person, if you will.
Okay. So not so much authority, but more like inspiration to people.
Yes.
I like that
exactly.
better.
Exactly. Yes. He is an inspirational person.
That sounds more like what Michelle was trying to say.
Yeah.
I figured.
And then I have the Queen of Pentacles. So go ahead and be prepared. Set your roots down and let yourself flow with what's about to come in for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any idea maybe when?
Let yourself.
You getting a timing?
So,
on
the timing card would be. So the two numbered cards that I got were the 5 for the Hierophant,
yep.
And the 8. So I would say, and they're pentacles.
Okay.
Well, the 8 is a pentacle. But especially with the pentacle, there's roots that have to grow.
Oh.
And I'm feeling like a little bit more time. And so I'm going to say at least give this a good 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. All right. When you say, and forgive me, when you say roots that need to grow, like, I forgive me, I guess I don't quite understand. This person's going to come in 6 weeks, but like, what do you mean by roots that need to grow between now and then?
I feel like between now and then, the roots between you and this person have to blossom, have to go from a friendship to more.
Oh, so it's somebody I already know.
The person that came in, even though it was not a court card, it is more of a prominent figure, and he came in rather quickly, and so I feel like he is already here, but with the pentacle card, that's where the roots are hanging down from the pentacle, and so that's where you have to make this relationship blossom and turn into more.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, okay. I think he might already be there, and you just have to see who you might be connected to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that helped you out, Marie.
I'm going to think on it. Oh, you're welcome. Do you have any insight for me?
Yeah, sometimes it does take some thinking. It does, you know, sometimes the information comes through, and then you've got to contemplate it for a while, you know, because only you know your life, you know, and you're going to spot clues and things like that, you know. You're going to know more than us.
Oh, right, absolutely. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Do you have any insight from you personally, like on this?
Me? No, I didn't pull any cards.
Oh, you don't do any of this?
No, I do, but we're going back and forth. We're going back and forth, taking turns because we have a lot of phone calls and a lot.
Oh, you're going back and forth. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought
did. We don't. We do. Yeah. Well, sometimes we do that on some shows, but on this show, we have three of us. We don't have enough time. It would take forever for three of us to go through each one.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that, Marie.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want additional insight, all you got to do is call in tomorrow. I'll be here. That's the thing. We have shows every day of the week. Some of them now are nighttime. Some are during the day. Tomorrow's is, by the way, we should announce that, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. I will be doing a show, I think solo. I'm going to be by myself tomorrow. And I will have the phone lines. You can call in. So write that number down, 714-816-4628, because it's good tomorrow too. Let's see. Other things that I wanted to mention real quick, like, okay, so the next what's the next show? Okay, I know. First, before I get there, let me mention Compassionate Light. So I did finally get something from – it's still sketchy, folks, from Catherine. She's been through a lot in March, okay? A lot of family things, a lot of illnesses. Okay, so she basically didn't even do any shows. She was going to record some, didn't even get around to that. She's supposed to come back in April. Her show's on Fridays. Meanwhile, I'll be doing a show Friday night if, you know, like we are tonight. That's why we're doing a show tonight. And so hopefully she'll be back in April with more live new episodes of Compassionate Light. Okay. And then the next other show besides our daily shows, this is the banner for the daily shows. You'll see that all the time. That's our regular daily shows. There's the Angelic View, the first and third Sundays. So give me a second. Got to bring the calendar up. Okay. So the next Angelic View is the first Sunday in April. It will be the 7th. The 7th. Because I wanted to mention that there won't be a show this Sunday because it is Easter. See how that works? And then I want to mention that the next Mystic Corner, that's Michelle's Mystic Corner. Yes, the same Michelle that's here now. Yeah, it's the 13th. And, oh, shoot, now it went out of my head, Michelle. What are you talking about on the 13th real quick?
We're going to discuss Lenormand.
Oh, that's right. You're going to talk about the Lenny. Yes. The Lenormand cards, folks. So that's the other deck. besides the Oracle decks and the Tarot decks, there's something called Lenormand. Enchanté. We just call them Lennies because it's easier to pronounce. Alrighty. And so that one, okay, let me go back to the calendar. So that's the 13th, and she's going to do another show on the 27th because Michelle's Mystic Corner is the second and fourth Saturdays. The 13th is going to be the Lennies. The 27th, you're going to have on a friend of yours, a psychic medium, Sunny Hancock, right?
Yes.
Very excited about that.
Yes, she is my teacher. I am taking her course on psychic mediumship.
Super excellent, super excellent. Oh, and we are doing meetings every Sunday except this Sunday because, once again, what did I say? It's Easter. Or like we like to say, it's Goddess Ostera Day. So, yeah, so there's no discussion, Zoom, Q&A, but except for holidays and special events like that, we do a live Zoom meeting, live discussion, and live Q&A session every Sunday at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern. So you watch the show, okay, and the next one's going to be on the 7th. Right after the Angelic View. So you watch Maria's show, The Angelic View, and then at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, you go to psychic.cafe/Zoom. Open a new tab in your browser. Just type in psychic.cafe/Zoom. Pop in the Zoom. You can ask all the questions you want about tarot numerology, about the Tarot Guild, about our new website, Psychic Cafe, how to navigate, how to use the features, how to do your profile. You can ask questions, how to set your business up on Psychic Cafe, how to join us on these psychic talk shows as a guest co-host, or how to have your very own show. Plus, you can ask about my course and any questions about anything in the course. Maybe you're taking it and you have questions, you're stuck on something. Everything's wide open on these fabulous, every week, live discussion and Q&A sessions on Zoom. Except this Sunday. That's right. And once again, if you want to send us a cup of coffee, it's our tip jar, psychic.cafe/coffee. And I'm dying for one right now, so go ahead. Anyway, okay, let's go back to Charlotte here, because Charlotte, what was it, Andrea and her aunt Eloise, who passed in 91. Did anything come through, Charlotte?
Okay. So let me just qualify. This is my absolutely first human mediumship. So
oh wow,
things are
going to
be a little bit of light on the details. But what I got was somebody coming through with like wide open arms, just like you know, they want to get as many people into this completely possible. They're thrilled to see everyone. They're making a point to kiss every single person on the cheek. And then there's somebody in the group that they just need to give a noogie to. I don't know why. Yeah, go on. Jet wants to help with the reading too. It's just a bundle of love. And the more people she could fit into her arms, the better. But again, it was important that she kiss every single person on the cheek with the one person. And even the person she gave the noogie to, she gave a kiss on the cheek. And it was all in good humor. And I don't know, did that even come close to sounding like Aunt Eloise? I don't know.
That was cool, though.
That's what I'm feeling, though. And that's not something that my ego always comes into play, and I'm like, and so I play this game. Would I make that story up in my head by myself? No, never. Those thoughts never would have all come together at the same time. Or not. So whether it's your Eloise or somebody else's, somebody's getting a big old cosmic hug right now.
Well, I got to say, Charlotte, you did fabulous, and you certainly would have done a lot better than I would have done.
Yeah.
I have had people, and actually one time I actually had Isis come through for someone.
Yeah, I remember
through
that.
Through the cards.
Well,
yes. I know it sounds crazy. It's crazy to me. But I have actually had somebody come through the cards. I've also had, Isis come through the cards. That's my only claim to fame.
And then, I wouldn't mention it, but these three cards that I pulled when I thought I was pulling for somebody else.
And maybe you were, but that's okay. For somebody.
The way they fit together is so beautiful, but the first one is a detox. So that is, you are detoxing yourself of all the judgments that you may have made on yourself, on anybody else, ever. And you're letting all that judgment go. And it's important to let that go, because until you do, you can't repair your body, mind, and spirit, right? So the second card came up was the cosmic womb, which says, once you've cleared yourself of all those, of all the toxic feelings you may have had, then you're ready to start recreating, because of what happens in the womb, we create things. And so it's like, you're recreating, you're starting the beginning of your new life, and you've got a perfectly white chalkboard or whiteboard to go, to start putting your life down on again, because you've done the work of detoxing, right? And then came to the Netcaster. And that was everything that you've worked for now is coming to fruition. And I thought, wow, you couldn't have pulled three more cards that worked in harmony together if you tried. I mean, I could have gone through the deck, and I still don't think I would have picked out three cards that went together better. And so it just goes to show,
awesome.
Do some work, forgive yourself, forgive other people, get rid of that toxicity, go to the womb stage where you're creating, you're making yourself a new life, and then get ready for the treasures that are going to come hurtling at you, coming, that you're going to be pulling in with your net. So,
by the way,
whoever that was,
Charlotte,
for,
Man, that was a good...
Yeah, whoever that's for. I mean, it may still be a continuation of what you were doing, or it might have been for what's-his-face. What was that one person that came?
Tommy. See,
Tommy.
That's who I originally thought they were for, and they felt so right for him, because especially where he said, you know, you saved my life.
I got to tell you something, though, Charlotte, because Andrea said in the chat, she was a free spirit when she was alive. Her favorite singer was Stevie Nicks. Oh, my God. Stevie Nicks, that is so cool.
Right on.
And Andrea said 11:11 on the clock. Yay, where she is. That's awesome. I did want to mention we had expats come in, which, by the way, has a question for you, Charlotte. And who else came in? Rudy's back, one of our regulars, and Joe Beth. And who else? Did I miss anybody? Jasmina, Divine Oracle Messages. Anyway, just want to throw all that out there real quick. We'll go back through and see if there's any questions. We have phone calls to go to, though. Meanwhile, Michelle.
Yes.
We're going to go to phone calls. Guess what? I got a zinger to land on Charlotte right now.
Ooh.
Yes, because expats came in and moving and relocating abroad. Okay, so expats says, Charlotte, question,
yes.
My dog passed away 3 years ago. What message he has for me, and when will he be back? Now, when will he be back? I wonder if that means reincarnate, maybe? I don't know. Do they reincarnate?
And, you know, some people think they do.
I don't know.
I lay defense on that, honestly. The first thing that comes in, and I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but a lot of times the first thing that comes in is how much they love their person. And they're with you way more than you think they are. If you just take a moment and take a breath, it's not really a game, but it kind of is, and it kind of works. But I say, I take the three deep breaths, and I say, who loves me today? And you would be surprised. Sometimes it's my grandma. One night I woke up in the middle of the night and I had every single dog that I've ever lost sitting on my chest. Other times, like if I do it in the car, sometimes my car is so full of people that I don't know who they are. They're probably relatives. But for your little dog, I want you to know he's there. He really, really, really wants you to know he's there with you.
Wow, watching over still.
And that he loves you and loved you and was so happy with your home. Was he kind of a boss? To me, he's kind of like, yeah, I got anything I wanted. Is he kind of a boss?
Hey, expats in the chat, let us know. Was he bossy? Was he bossy? Wait, let me find the...
Or spoiled, maybe?
I don't think he put a name in. Put a name in, too, expats. What was the name of your dog that passed away 3 years ago, and was he bossy? Oh, and real quick, I pulled cards. I don't know why. I never do this, but, you know, I thought I'd pull cards on it. This is very fascinating. Michelle, check this out. Look, so Charlotte's doing... basically a mediumship reading, you know, but an animal communication mediumship. Okay, pet psychic. Anyway, and she's doing her pet psychic thing, and basically I was like drawn to pull cards. The first card I get is the Judgment card, which is what? Information coming down from heaven being broadcasted from the other side. I mean, it's literally, this is, you know, I've never thought about it before in, I don't know, 35, 40 years of tarot, that the Judgment card is actually, along with all the other meanings and everything else it means and everything else it can be, it is the mediumship card.
It is.
And then directly after that, I got, look at this. Directly after that, I got the Nine of Pentacles again. That's like the eighth time tonight I've got the Nine of Pentacles. Yeah. And expat, I don't know if you are a dude or a woman or what you are. Okay. Or in between, because you have to say that nowadays. But, you know, this is the card of the self-made woman. Or if you're a guy, the self-made guy. Or if you're they, the self-made they. Okay. And this is the thing. This is a message coming from that doggy of yours saying, hey, you got to maintain your independence. And I'm not too sure, but the King of Swords showed up. And so,
Can you back up one card back?
Yeah, I will. Let me finish. Because it's a whole set. It's a thing. It's a progression. And I don't want to get too solid. So ask me in a minute.
Okay,
so, you know, message coming down, all right? You need to maintain your independence. Now, this one is the curious one, is the King of Swords. I think your dog is saying, have you talked to your surgeon lately? That's what I think is going on. And I never give medical advice. And that, by the way, that's not medical advice. So I'm not allowed to give medical advice. But, you know, it's like, that's the thing that popped in my head when I saw that card, was like, uh-oh, he needs to see a surgeon real quick. Anyway, so now
the reason I wanted you to go back to the middle card was because look at the look of adoration. Isn't that a bird on her hand?
Oh, yeah.
Look at the look of adoration.
Exactly. Probably how expat feels for her dog.
That's all I wanted to find out was that.
That's very cool. That's very cool. But I never do that, you know. I hardly ever pull cards, but I was drawn to for that one. Let's jump over to the phone lines and see. I think it's 856 has been waiting there for a while. 856, are you there?
Yeah, here. How are you guys?
Hi, hon. How you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rose Maria. A little bit better. How about you guys?
Is it Rose Maria?
Yep, Rose Maria.
I remember
Jersey.
Rose Maria. From Joyzy, yeah.
Rose Maria.
So what's your question for us tonight?
Either what's going on with my relationship, why is that going forward, or why am I not getting any job that I've been interviewing for? Either one, whatever comes to you first. And if I'm moving with a relationship, move abroad, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay, hang in there, Rose Maria. And we got to do these things really fast because we are rapidly falling, running out of time. We were only supposed to do an hour. the thing is, I know whenever we do a topic, forget it. It's going to be 2 hours, you know, and we're coming up on 2 hours. We need to get out of here. I am dying to, you know, get something besides my water to drink and plus, you know, use a little boy's room. And so, Michelle, whatever you come up for Rose Maria.
Okay. Well, I got there is some miscommunication. Or some misunderstanding, maybe, because I got the cloud. I also got birds indicates that this misunderstanding could involve gossip. And this gossip is what could be affecting this relationship, because I got the heart card.
Or lack of relationship.
or lack of relationship. So what you want to do is clear up any misunderstanding, any gossip that is going on, and then you can find or enhance the relationship that is coming your way or already in your life.
Awesome. Those are pretty cards too. I hope that helps you out, Rose Maria. I'm sorry we have to go so fast this time, but it's because we're rapidly running out of time. I did want to do the feedback for Charlotte, and it turns out expats is a lady. Hi, expats. And by the way, Charlotte, expat says, very spoiled. that puppy was, that dog. Yep.
I had a feeling because that kind of came in at the end and was like, oh yeah, by the way, I get anything I want. Oh my gosh, I love animals so much. So thank you, Pat, for that feedback. It helps me. I'm just kind of learning, and it helps me a lot.
You got what, two or three mediumship type readings on the show tonight, which was really great. I'm sorry we didn't get more, but with three of us, it's kind of hard, you know. But like, if you come on a show with me during the week or something like that, Charlotte, we can, well, this is during the week, but you know what I mean? Like the day ones, you know, maybe a Tuesday or a Thursday, you know, I can have you do like more readings so you get more practice in and stuff like that. Coming from the chat, Ms. Informed is another person, regular, that's been here before, popped in. And I don't know if I'm missing anything. Oh, Jasmina, any message from my dad? Okay, so either of you want to jump on that. And then Ms. Informed asked about, said, I turned on my Fire Stick computer just in time. I had a dream and my father was in it. Did he have a specific message for me? I don't normally see him in my dreams. Help me understand. Yeah, well, actually he did. And here's the card. It's a message coming through from Dad, okay? It's about something going on in your life right now. I don't know what it is. You know, I read the cards. Not a psychic, that kind of psychic. Okay, you got to figure out how this applies. Okay, the Tower cards. Some shift in foundations needs to be made. He's coming through saying, hey, look, hon, you've got all the skills and abilities you need, whatever this is you're dealing with. You can make, you know, take care of the situation, whatever it is. The Hangman shows up too. And this is looking at a situation from a different perspective. It's thinking outside the box. What have you not thought of? What have you not considered? What are you actively saying, no, I'm not doing that, when that's exactly what you need to do? You know, because we do that to ourselves all the time. Well, that's outside of my comfort zone. I don't want to do that. You know, okay, you need to look at it 180 degrees upside down from the rest of the world and think outside the box. So I hope that helped you out. There's the message coming through from Dad. Avoid the catastrophe and do what Dad says. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Oh, what was the other one? Did anybody get anything on Jasmina's dad? Message from Jasmina's? And you guys, Michelle or Charlotte, just jump in if either of you have anything on that.
What was Jasmina's question again? I can't remember.
Oh, she just said, is there a message from Dad? So like if you pull a card or something and if there's a message from Dad coming through, just like I just did, you know, Ms. Informs. And I'm scrolling back farther because I think Rudy had said, is there any black magic done with my family members? Oh, that's interesting. So, okay, got the answer.
I'm stepping out of that one.
Got the magician.
I don't want any part of that one.
Not only is, you know, the magician and a major arcana card automatically a yes, but I mean, it's the magician. Basically, that answers your question, Rudy. Okay. Yeah. And then I think Charlotte's pulling on Jasmina. Did we have you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm hearing this one from the Eternal Seeker Oracle.
Okay.
And
I'm just trying to see if we missed anything else.
Woo! The law. Have you broken the law, Jasmina? Are you?
Ooh, what's going on, Jasmina?
Are you? Yeah, because it's like, here's the card. I don't know how well you guys can see these, but
we can see them. They're very pretty.
So I love the artistry in. So here, the law is for all. That's what that picture is. And I am referring back to my book because I don't have this, you know, baby did a bad thing. I bought about four decks of cards within 2 months of each other. And I love them all. So I don't want to put one away. I just keep, but anyway, it just says the law applies to the highest and the lowest. It's for all. There are none above or outside the law. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it just says, I think it's saying, don't worry, you're getting your fair share.
That sounds
equal amounts, you know, whatever. And it's also saying whatever you put into something is exactly what you're going to get out of it. So if you're working on a project or on a relationship or, you know, the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it.
Andrea, by the way, in the back end there, at the end, we missed it, but she said, thank you, love and hugs.
Thank you, Andrea. I did love the feeling that came off her, and it was a cool feeling. It was a very generous,
misinformed,
loving person.
They logged in at 11:11 too. Maybe we need to do that. You know, start the show at exactly 11:11.
Right.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. I mean, Blog Talk's literally going to throw us off the air any second. We've got, like, it says 2 minutes, 14 seconds left. I was going to say.
So much fun.
This is a lot of fun, though. I love doing
this. Yeah.
You know, poor Rudy and his black magic with his family. Hopefully not a close. Oh, Jo Beth gave her birth date, and I calculated, and it is a one. So, yes, don't turn down those leadership things. You know, ones and nines, you know, should be leaders. And running the business, ones like to be on stage. They like to be in charge. Look at me. Self, working on self, you know. And if you don't feel like that, that just means you're working the energy 180 degrees backwards from how you're supposed to be. You need to get out there. You need to go sing karaoke. And it's the end of the show, 90 seconds. So we got to get out of here, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks,
everybody. Whenever I hear you're number one, I always see those people with those big number one fingers going, you're number one, you're number one.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be on Lebanese Pacific.
Sending y'all love.